Why not a little more? or Pee Wee Herman. Meech Lafleur. I'm not sure what this is, so we'll find out together. And also, after Barno and Kraithoven, stick around for Austin Rich and Dine Store Radio. Thanks for listening.
Break. I could cook it up with my left hand. I could break it down with my right hand. Both of my hands look like Rick Ross. I made myself a boss, bitch, I'm self-made. I could cook it up with my left hand. I could break it down with my right hand. Both of my hands look like Rick Ross. I made myself a boss, bitch, I'm self-made. Magic of the night.
Yesterday's prison break.
Hey, look.
Look at that mother move, huh? Is he beautiful? Who is he? Are you kidding me?
Mr. Moistash.
Sensational. Perfect contestant. I want him.
Can't have him.
Why not?
Damon, you know our contract. We never get military prisoners.
Who's a military prisoner? He's still at large.
Yeah? Well, they'll get him for me.
I feel you, man. Don't wanna.
nation from coast to coast. With my friend Mummy the Rock and Roll Ghost. One day the fans were waiting for his autograph. When they saw him, they mobbed him and tore him in half. I said, say something. He said, oh,
put me back in my tube.
You all right, Mummy?
All right.
All right.
You sure you're okay?
Okay, okay.
All right.
Shut the box.
Thank you. What is hot?
Thank you.
Close your eyes and experience yourself.
When I was a boy and rock and roll came to East Germany, the communists said it was subversive. Maybe they were right.
静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに静かに Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. Yes, it's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms the soul when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Bye. This house lives a happy, healthy 12-year-old.
Hi, Mom.
She and her mother share a special kind of love and understanding.
Oh, I love you.
She will not remember what happened to her that autumn in Georgetown.
Mother, what's wrong with me?
You will never forget it. The Exorcist. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a parent.
Turn it on when the seatbelt sign goes on.
Thank you. Have you ever wondered why boys are so different?
ABC, what you're hearing now is about ABC Dub. ABC, what you're hearing now is about ABC Dub. ABC, what you're hearing now is about ABC Dub. ABC, what you're hearing now is about ABC Dub. I know that it's true.
the jungle room.
Thank you.
He was a shame to me. A silly man, he's a rude to me. So, I'm messy. You gotta look at a real zombie. It's a rookie zombie. I said I was headed for the record hole and asked if you wanted to come and pop. He said, okay, this I have to see. I'm making drag with my rookie zombie. Catch her the real cool dance. The pick of the leg without biting a niche. The stick of the rounds and the grip of the breeze. They moved around with a shivering sound. Again the beat coming out of the ground. End of his rookie zombie.
Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, The Jewel Thief.
National Broadcasting Company presents Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective.
Sorry you're coming along, Diamond.
Yeah, I'm beginning to be sorry myself.
You should be. We're heading for open sea.
Looks like it'll be a long ride.
You don't know how long, Diamond.
We're getting into open water!
You're about to go swimming, deep sea style.
How far is it to the shore?
About 5 miles now.
I can make it.
With a hole in you?
And here's another exciting half hour with Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell.
Diamond Detective Agency, happy homicide.
You know, that's pretty bad, that
is. Oh, my goodness. Walt?
Yeah?
Well, what can I do for the shining light of the Fifth Precinct?
You can get right down here. I want you to do me a favor.
I'm not going to help Sergeant Otis cross the street again. Tell him to get a governess.
This has nothing to do with my brainy sergeant. Now, will you come down?
Well, all right. Business is slower than a drunk turtle, so I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Thanks.
Forget it. Forget it. You know what I always say, Walt?
No, what do you always say?
Bye. Well, sometimes that's the way things get started. The phone rings and Lieutenant Walter Levinson, 5th Precinct Homicide, tells me to get down. One word from him and I do as he pleases. So I buttoned my collar, pushed my tie back up into strangling position, and 10 minutes later walked into the squad room of the 5th Precinct where, as always, the King of the Jungle was on hand to greet me.
Well, good morning, Shamus.
Sergeant Otis. Oh, my goodness, you look terrible.
Ooh, what's wrong?
Well, it's pretty obvious. You've been sleeping in the wrong position.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Otis, stop trying to be a sport. Get rid of the bats in your house. They're used to hanging upside down.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
The lieutenant in?
He's expecting you. Go on in.
Thank you, Sergeant. Hello, Walt.
How are you, Rick? Been needling Otis again?
Oh, a little.
Now you gotta stop that. When you come in, he begins to sulk. I got to work with him all day.
Be happy, Walt. Be happy. Think of the 16 hours you're not with him. All those other people jumping off bridges, turning on the gas, beating each other with hot paper sacks.
Okay, okay.
Now, what's with you?
Oh, well, this is a pretty ridiculous thing, and I'm in a tough spot.
Well, I'm pretty tough, and you look ridiculous, so let's have it.
Huh? Oh, well, we got a tip that a guy named Wells had a stash of stolen jewelry.
You said had a stash. You mean he hasn't got it anymore?
That's right, we have.
Well, what the world are you mixed up in it for? It's not your department.
It wasn't, but when the robbery boys got over to this guy's house, they found him dead.
Oh.
Murder. Shot through the head with a small caliber automatic.
How about the jewelry?
In the water pipes underneath the sink. About $100,000 worth.
Well, what do you want me for?
Wells' wife says the jewels are hers. We don't believe it.
What did you do about it?
We put out traces on the jewelry. Went through all the regular channels to find the owner. Nobody identifies it. And if we don't get a claim soon, I've got to give them to her.
You mean you got to turn them over when you think they're stolen?
We know they're stolen. They got to be. These people don't have the fare for a fast meal at the automat, but we can't prove it.
What about the guy who gave you the tip on the jewels?
Said his name was Mario Cimino. Disappeared.
Hmm. You got any lead on who knocked off Wells?
We're holding his wife, but we haven't really got a thing. No weapon, no motive, no nothing.
So you want me to see what I can do?
Yeah. Whole department's in the spot. Can you imagine what the press is going to say when I turn these jewels over to the wife?
Yeah, could be rough. But what in the world can I do that your whole department can't?
You've got to solve this thing fast.
Or turn the jewels back.
Right. Mm. Got a murder to solve, we got a jewel theft to solve.
Oh, that's nothing. It's really nothing. Should be a cinch.
Oh, not for a cop. He wouldn't be able to put on the right kind of pressure.
What do you mean by pressure?
Well...
Mrs. Wells?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Cimino's missing. We need him to tell us how he knew the jewels were stolen. If he's a stoolie, guys like that know you'll give them an even shake. Maybe he'll come out when he hears you're looking for him.
Okay. Now, what about the wife, this Mrs. Wells?
I was holding her till you got here. She's being questioned. You want to see her?
One thing, Walt, before I do. Am I going to like this job?
Knowing your taste, I say yes. When the boys brought her in, they walked her through the robbery detail. Everybody went right out and bought yo-yos.
Walt got up then, hid his yo-yo in the closet, led the way downstairs to a small room. It was dark, except for the single light burning near a desk. In the circle of light sat a young girl, late 20s, blonde and... Well, you know. If the State Highway Commission built roads with that many curves, every driver in New York would need seasick pills. She was being questioned by one of the detectives.
I've told you at least a dozen times. I got home 10 minutes before you got there, and I called you.
Your husband had been dead over an hour.
I can't help that. I came home, and I found him, and I called you.
Yeah, you called us. But I'm asking you about the jewels.
Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? He found them. He found them.
Why this routine, Walt? You think she had something to do with it?
Only suspect. We're giving it to her like this so you could take a look without her seeing you.
Where did your husband get the jewels?
He told me he found them. Oh, please, look. I don't know anything about the jewels or how my husband got killed.
What'd you do with the gun?
I told you that, too. I don't know anything about a gun. I didn't kill him, you understand?
Collins.
Yeah?
Come in. Give her another 5 minutes, then send her up to my office. He got the turner loose.
Okay, Lieutenant.
Somebody bring in the rubber hose?
All right, Mrs. Wells. Now, when did your husband find these jewels?
Oh, please. How many times do I have to tell you? He found them 3 days
ago. You heard enough, Rick?
Yeah, let's go.
Yes.